Women of Wisdom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, if the thing keeps catching me off guard, I have to do something. But welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. This is the second Wednesday episode we've actually had. And I am blessed and honored to have Lisa McClellan on as my guest this morning. And she started a fascinating nonprofit near Perry, Texas, near close to Houston, but she's outside Houston. And what she does is empower young women, and they're called the Diva Girls. And she's also a co-author in my business partner's book, Colleen Hall, This Is How We Met. And her book is called Chocolate and Diamonds, which I love, which I'm going to eventually get involved with myself. I was involved with the first Women Empowered book on social media, and it's made me an international bestseller. So I thank Colleen Hall for giving me this connection to Lisa and giving me the opportunity to meet all these fascinating, amazing women and become an international bestseller myself and a five-time published author as of June. So enough about me, enough about Women of Wisdom. Let me bring on the fabulous Lisa McClellan.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Weather is beautiful.
It's beautiful out here, too. And that leads me to my first question is why? Why did you start all this?
Why did I start Diva Girl? Well, that's a wonderful question. Basically, I've been involved with youth mentoring for many, many years. I was actually a leader for my daughter. Most people are familiar with Girl Scouts, and I was a leader for her and her peers and her friends for 10 to 12 years. And through that experience and then working for another nonprofit through the YMCA, I gained more experience working and empowering teens and young people. And I discovered that I just really, really loved doing that. And in my small community, it was really kind of hard to rally through the Girl Scout portal, so to speak. So we created our own little group, and it's called DIVA. And it's an acronym, and it stands for Dream, Inspire, Volunteer, and Achieve.
Okay. Could you go through the fundamentals of that acronym of what the girls have to do when they enter your program? Because
sure.
Obviously they haven't quite figured out their own bodies yet. I mean, and they're obviously dealing with peer pressure at school. And obviously they're dealing with the surroundings around them being in a small town. And so obviously they stick out like a sore thumb if they have any deformities such as a disability or being obese. And so please explain the fundamentals of your program.
Sure. I work with girls from ages 11 to 17. And basically we try to empower them through their own uniqueness. So with the acronym DREAM, we start off with a dream board, and we do a dream board or a vision board class together. We get to know each other, and then I get to see how each girl, what they're dreaming about, what they want to do. And some of these girls are discovering things about themselves that they never even dreamt of before. And with that, we discover that they each inspire each other, which is the second word in the acronym, inspire. So as they work together in small groups, and we keep them in small circles in Diva Girl, we don't have more than 10 girls to a circle, because we find that anything larger than 10 girls to a circle, you lose that intimacy and that personal contact that they get when they have a smaller group. They kind of get lost if there's a group larger than that. So if there's more than 10 girls, we just create a larger circle or a second circle. And then with that, we also do volunteer work, which that brings out a lot of things in the girls as well. They discover some things that they never dreamed about because we expose them to different volunteer opportunities through, for instance, this coming month, we're doing some volunteering for the Wounded Warriors Project, which there they get to see veterans with disabilities and work very closely with these women and men who have served our country and are now disabled. So they learn a lot about themselves through that experience. And then the last acronym, the ACHIEVE, is after we've gone through the Dream Inspire Volunteer, they achieve so much on their own, and then they also set some goals to achieve as well. So
and
it's really through real life experiences.
That's a fascinating opportunity. And just to mention this quickly, the compiler of your book has found in the military. Her second husband is a military war veteran. And so I think that being said, I think it's fascinating for people to work with the military and work with all different walks of life. Now, that leads me to my third question. What has been your favorite story of doing this?
Oh, goodness. I would have to say the most inspiring thing that's come out of my program or story that's come out of my program, I had a young lady, it's been last year, she expressed in our group that she was cutting herself, which is a nationwide problem with our youth. And she felt comfortable enough in our group to actually open up and talk about that particular part of her life and how she was feeling and why she was trying to work her way through that. And just within working in our program with the other girls and each other, she has gone from cutting to drill team in a year.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Good
and
her.
Yes, and the girls are like her base support system, and, you know, we attend her performances, and, you know, we really push for her to keep striving. We've seen that she's changed so much in just a nine-month period. So that has to be my favorite story, one of my favorites.
From Woe Is Me to Drill Team.
Yeah,
that's a quick turn.
From Band-Aids to lipstick. This girl went quick.
From Band-Aids to lipstick. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. So Band-Aids to lipstick, glitter and diamonds.
You got it.
From diamonds, a diamond in a rough to let's put on a lipstick.
Yeah, she's glitter and glam and out on that football field. Yes. It's been an amazing journey for her, and it's been really amazing for us to watch her do that. So, yeah.
And why do you think this is so important?
I feel it's really important because as a mother, I have a 26-year-old now, but when she was younger, I live in a smaller community, but I noticed this is the norm throughout our country, it seems like. Our youth are just struggling, having trouble connecting. Everything's so virtual, and they have a hard time, you know, with real-life experiences. So I find that the program that I'm doing is really important to empower those girls to reach out to each other. It's just we have this nationwide problem with these girls, you know, cutting, you know, that just is so bewildering to me. Yes.
I hate to mention this, but when, who was it? Zayn of One Direction left One Direction. Oh, my God. The nation went, of all these teen girls, when I'm cutting myself, I'm cutting myself, I'm cutting myself. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God. Although One Direction, please,
and then these are real things to them. So I'm trying to reconnect them back to what we were used to, call it old school connections, you know, getting together face-to-face, having conversations, spending time together, doing things in their community, traveling. We love to travel. We do that. We have a summer travel club because a lot of the girls in my community haven't been very far from their community. So we take trips that are 100 to 150 miles away to larger cities. Houston is the closest city to us. So we go once a week. We load up the van or the car, and whoever wants to go can get in, and we go to the museums. We go to the Renaissance festivals. We go to all different kinds of things. So I expose these girls to different cultures and experiences too, which empowers them and changes them as well. So they get off of Twitter and they get into real life.
Yeah. Well, they get off of Twitter and they get into real life.
And I have no qualms with Twitter. Twitter's a great way to communicate. But I want them to get out in the real world as well.
Yes. But it's social media, social media, social media. And
yes.
I think, and people know this, that Facebook is a terrible tool. Facebook is, it's okay for business, but it's a terrible tool otherwise. Because there's so much bullying and there's so much harassment on Facebook that I try my hardest to stay away from the bullying aspect. And it's like, oh my God, here we go again, cutting ourselves because One Direction left the band. And it's like, no, we don't. And so that leads me to my next question. What do you think is the most important tidbit you could share with my listeners about empowering young teens?
I think the most important thing is just to connect with a teenager. That it's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. I see so many things on social media and in the news and so on and so forth about how it's so hard to connect with these teens that, you know, all they're just on the internet, they're on this and they're on that. I meet with these girls once a week. They look forward to meeting face-to-face. They look forward to the interaction. I'm quite a few years older than a lot of these girls. Like I said, I have a 26-year-old daughter, so you can probably age me. But these girls really, really want to connect with peers, with parents, with a lot of these girls don't have grandparents. So if you're an older person, older woman, connect with a teenager. You know, ask them how they're doing. It's not a scary experience. It's actually fun. It keeps you young. It keeps you vital. It really
does.
They keep you young.
It does. I have landed up teaching kids. I will be going into my fifth year of teaching as of September, and then I'll gracefully exit out of the education. I don't even know I'll always be a teacher. But it does. It keeps you young when kids keep you on your toes.
Definitely. And you get to see firsthand what your future is going to look like. So we have to connect with our kids, with our youth, because we're affecting our own future if we don't connect with our youth.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Do you see what I'm saying there? I mean, you can't, you have to empower them.
I do see what you're saying, and we have to look at life through their eyes.
Yes.
Look at life through the eyes and look at life through the beauty of Mother Nature. As I'm doing this broadcast, a little side note, I have audience members that just showed up in my backyard. A deer just showed up. showed us in my backyard. So I'm an expected guest to Women of Wisdom. But that's a side note that you obviously don't see in Texas. And so, or do you see, or that this guest who's listening to Women of Wisdom is now leading me to my next question. Do you see Mother Nature? Do these girls see Mother Nature on a daily basis?
Most teenagers that I work with don't. They're woke, you know, they wake up early in the morning, they're at school most of the day. A lot of them have extracurricular activities after school, which isn't necessarily an outdoor activity, unless they're into sports. But a lot of them don't have just a casual leisure experience with nature, and we fulfill that as well. And anyone can do it. Like I said, connect with a teen. Just take a walk. Go to the park. Plant a garden together. Just small, small things. We have meetings outside when the weather is nice versus inside.
Take a hike with a teenager, and I don't mean take a hike. I mean actually take a hike.
Exactly.
I don't mean take a hike. I actually take a hike, and it's the best thing you can do for these teens is to interact with them, or is to interact with the next generation. And as we mentioned earlier, we went from band-aids to lipstick, and that's the impact that Lisa McCullen had had on these girls. And how long have you been doing Diva Girls?
Diva Girls came into existence. I created it in May of 2010.
Well, good.
Yes.
Good. And I know there's several other programs similar to Diva Girls, and I know I'm involved with one. We call ourselves SIP, which is the Students of the Integrated Peace and Performance Project, and that was founded in 1996, right after Columbine happened. And that leads me to my next question. Has the impact of Columbine, the shooting that happened in 1996, led Diva Girls to be a better organization? Or do these girls, were they too young to remember Columbine? I mean, I was too young myself to remember Columbine.
I think a lot of them were probably too young. We haven't actually had the discussion on that particular incident, but they are familiar with violence in school and shootings. They see it on the news, and we do talk about it, safety, because we talk about, I know in their conversations with me sometimes they speak about, you know, just fist fighting and things at school, which those are so easily escalated into, you know, violence, bigger violence. So we talk about that and safety at school, and do they feel safe, and what can we do to make them feel safer. So, yeah, we do talk about it, and it is a problem still in the United States. I mean, it's on TV all the time.
Yeah, it is a problem in these, the riots in Baltimore are, like, unbelievable. And so it is a problem, but how do we shelter these kids from watching the news and getting on social media and explaining their little fears about what they're feeling on social media?
I think we probably can't shelter them because it's there. What we can do is through projects like Divas and through projects that you spoke of, we need to start early with these kids. We need to work on self-esteem. We need to work on bullying. I know it's a huge task, but with all of these different organizations collaborating, talking about it, getting it, you know, make that the news instead of the violence, I think we can shift that. I really, really believe we can shift that. We just have to really invest in time and empowering our kids, and then they're not going to want to hurt each other.
No, they're not going to want to hurt each other if we, and we as a society, invest in their future. I mean, it's so simple. Just go read a book to a preschooler. Just go volunteer and read a book to a preschooler. I don't care if the book is about Frozen or Bonnie the Dinosaur. Just go read a book to a preschooler. That's how you interact with these kids and talk to them about disability awareness and talk to them about everything else.
Yes, it's so true. Just making that connection, because you never know how that small connection of, like you're saying, reading a book or with mine, you know, meeting with them once a week, just that small connection. Years later, I've had experiences where I've mentored girls many, many years ago, and they'll stop me at the grocery store as an adult and say, oh, I remember when we did this, or, oh, man, I remember when we went on that trip, and now I'm taking, you know, my daughter on that trip. And so you really do make an impact whether you know it or not at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I have had, well, the other day was Grandparents and Special Friends Day at my school where I teach. And these grandparents were walking up to me and saying, my granddaughter, grandson, loves you, because they talk about drama and they talk about you. And it's like, okay. So that's what I'm saying. You've got to start interacting with these kids, and you have to start interacting with the disabled.
Yes. Yeah, because we have to understand each other. And, you know, and just like you were talking about nature, a child that has never been out, or a teenager, or even an adult, if you've never been out in nature and experienced it and fell in love with it, then you don't have any respect for it. So,
no, you don't.
So we have to, you know, invest the time to get these kids out in nature, get them talking face-to-face and put the cell phones down, you know, socializing with each other. Manners is something that's my little pet peeve when we have meetings and stuff. It's like, manners, ladies, and I know they have them, but every now and then they get into their, what I call their social media state, and I have a basket at my meetings where, and it says, cell phones here, be present, and they put their cell phones in the basket.
That is a damn good idea.
And the first couple of times they did it, it was really, really hard for them to do. And to be quite honest, it was a little hard for me to do.
I am sorry to say that, but I purposely, when I go on vacation or when I go do these motivational speaking, I purposely hand my phone to my assistant and say, if I need my phone, I will ask it. But I purposely tell my assistant she's in charge of my phone. And this is the aide that travels with me. And it drives people nuts because they want to get a hold of me. No, they're not allowed to get a hold of me, especially when I go on vacation or do a motivational speaking gig. 9 times out of 10, my life is open book. And yes, my life is literally an open book. I published my own memoir in 2010, I Come a Win, which is my journey and with cerebral palsy. And it's been a very interesting journey at that. And as I said, I've been involved with Empowered Women of Social Media, the book. I've also been involved with another one called 20 Beautiful Women, based out of Seattle, Washington, compiled by Sabatakis, and that one is still going strong. And so we need to share these incredible stories, and we need to conquer the youth. And that leads me to my last question. My God, half an hour has gone so quickly. But how could someone get involved with your program, or how could someone get involved with mentoring teens?
Well, to reach me or to get involved in the Diva Girl program, you can go on my website. It's www.divagirls.org. You can message me on Facebook or become my friend, send me a friend's request. I'm listed on Facebook as Lisa Harris / McLean, McLean. I'd be glad to friend you and tell you some more information about our group. And I would love to hear about other groups. I also am launching something with the Wealthy Sisters Network. I've been asked by Danielle Winningham to be the National Teen Chapter President. So I'll have more information on that coming very, very, very soon. And I'm very excited to do that.
Congratulations on that.
Yes,
congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm just really excited about that, because it's gonna put these kind of conversations in a national platform.
Yes.
And I'll be
yes.
able to collaborate, and I'm totally open to collaborating with other organizations to do that. So more to come on that, and I'll post the information on that also, and the link to that that group on the Diva Girls page as well.
And more to come on this on this journey of empowering teens on my end too. I just we just have to figure it out, and we just have to work together, because it's not getting any easier to teach. It's not getting any easier to teach kids. It's getting tougher and tougher.
Yes, but I think we have a good plan. And if we all work together, we can make it happen. So,
and I agree with that. And it was wonderful to have you on my show. And best of luck with the co-authoring of the book. And best of luck with Diva Girls. And I'm looking forward to being more involved with Diva Girls.
Thank you. I enjoyed it myself and look forward to more connections with you and the other ladies. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, to Women of Wisdom. As I said, we had Lisa McLean on today talking about Diva Girls. And now, in the next couple of weeks, my schedule is getting a little bit crazy. I'm going to Virginia to do charity work and take myself on vacation. And so I will always be available, or try to be, on Women of Wisdom. As I said, you guys can listen to the archives and have fun with that. And please don't hesitate to contact me through my website or through Facebook, which is author wincharles.com. And that's how you get a hold of me. I'm always on Facebook, and that's how you get all of me. And again, I would like to invite you to share this podcast with your friends and subscribe to it on iTunes and make me feel better and let me help you. My wisdom / the wisdom of Women of Wisdom.